It's that old familiar feeling, doing this on my own. Traded rain for sunshine, and now I'm fully grown. Playing songs feel like playing, saying things that I feel like saying since my baby left me. I bought two more guitars. I'll be making sweet love to my music, and it's paying off so far.
Was the other half of the brand new EP from the one, the only, Danny. Self-titled, available now on all the streaming platforms as well?
Yeah, if you can find it.
Yeah. Just search Danny. It'll be the only thing that pops up, for sure.
You're going to have to scroll to page 32 to find it. But it's there.
Very cool. That last track was Doing This On My Own. Before that, Music Is My Misery. And before that, we had Sunshine Delight and Even If It Hurts. Brand new music. That's a whole damn thing. Yeah. Sounding pretty cool. And if you like it, you can pick it up on Sunday, September the 22nd at Bricklayer Brewing. Or maybe if you go to Chill House on the 20th, there might be one snuck in at a merch table, possibly.
Maybe even hiding in the trunk of my car. Special exclusive.
Just go talk to Danny. Don't go to the Thrills merch booth. They get really hostile about it.
They're just jealous.
Yeah.
I love them equally.
Aw, yeah. Good boys. So what else should we talk about here? You've brought me a small smattering of the history of
of
Blues Dangerous. Now, which one? Was Whiskey Business the first one, or was it just the self-titled that came out?
We've got like our two records that came out in 2016. Whiskey Business is the first one, probably my favorite. Probably my favorite. Here we are in the microphone. It's got Coming For Your Love. I think it's got Don't Trust the Nachos. A few of like our
I do love Don't Trust
biggest
the Nachos.
Hits, you could say, from back in the day. And then, about 6 months later, we did this other one just called Lou Danger and the Thrills.
So I was right. Like, Whiskey Business was the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember having you guys on. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Whiskey Business was the first time I had you guys on the show.
2016 was our year, man.
Yeah, that was the one.
That was it. We were fired in all cylinders, playing lots of shows and stuff. So. Yeah, but we got some of those. Then we even got some older stuff, too, we can dig into. But yeah, Lou Danger and the Thrills, they did that for 10 years, and it was awesome. Yeah. I wanted to make sure we kind of quit before we started to suck, to put it plainly, you know, just quit before it starts to go stale, and I think we ended on a high note. So.
Very cool. Yeah. Which one of these has the Salem's Lot song?
Ooh, that's They Only Come Out at Night.
Yes.
I think it might be on the first one, on Whiskey Business.
It's so small and red.
I was looking at these, like, self-printed CDs. Yeah,
it's the... Unplugged? What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, even more special for the deluxe edition.
Oh, no. Okay, I see it. It's the second track, but it's also the ninth track.
I forgot we did that.
I don't know. Yeah, you've got two unplugged here.
Yeah, we went back, I guess. We did these recordings at Nimbus School of Recording.
And, yes.
The fellow, he's like, I have a little bit of extra time. Do you want to just do some acoustic ones? And we did.
Very good.
Just surprisingly, you know, good results. I think they turned out all right.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, let's dig into some of this.
Sure.
What, I don't know what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do like Coming For Your Love. Coming.
That's just the classic, you know. If there's one song I miss playing, it's probably that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that's a Lou Danger and the Thrills only.
Yeah? Does Superior Throws not play any Lou Danger songs?
We do a couple.
Oh.
We do probably like three or four. Yeah. Some you might recognize if you've seen in a band before.
But is most of it's new?
We have two newer songs that I would say are Superior Thrills songs,
cool.
And then some covers that are just fun to play. And I'd say we've gotten more jammy.
Oh.
We're definitely more jammy. Mm. So it's cool.
You're not morphing into dad rock, are you?
I mean, there's a couple. Whoa. There's at least one dad in the band, and you know, it could be more dads in the future. It could
the
end
more
up
jammy
going that
it
way.
Gets.
Yeah.
Just going to be coming in and be like, all right, here's one song. It's more like a 16-minute free-for-all. Here we go.
If we start wearing khakis, ooh, that's a strong indicator of dad rock.
All right, I'm going to switch out players here, so I'm just going to slowly fade out some of this backing track
because
I don't trust our deck one. I don't know what's going on and why it's so hard to play some discs, so let's... Mm. Let's see. Give me some wonderful banter where I get this thing going. Tell me, how was your weekend?
How was it? Well, actually, let me tell you about a couple weekends ago.
I went
to Seattle, and I saw Metallica for but two glorious 75,000 people in attendance shows.
Yes. You went to both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, my buddy Garrett was down there for one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which day he went to.
Yeah, no, we went to both. I mean, Pantera was, if I'm giving an honest review, they were okay.
Yeah.
But Metallica was like better than ever. Just amazing.
Doesn't Pantera have like a different singer or something now?
They got the same one. They got Zakk Wylde on guitar, which is kind of cool. I don't think I've ever seen him live, so that was
a treat. Was he doing lots of pinch harmonics?
Oh, his signature, of course. Yeah.
My old guitar player, Ty.
He's the master.
All he wanted to do was pitch harmonics. This is his whole thing. Okay, let's dig into some of this. The first track that you ever heard, track that was ever recorded, this is Lou Danger and the Thrills. May Lou Danger rest in peace.
Well, I'm coming.
As you tune into CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just listened to the one, the only, the now defunct and deceased Lou Danger and the Thrills. Those songs were Coming for Your Love, They Only Come Out at Night, and Don't Trust the Nachos.
That's it.
We're reminiscing a bit about the story.
Yeah, it was just of the nachos. Regaling Johnny with the story of Don't Trust the Nachos. It's the only song I ever wrote while I was vomiting. We played a show in Abbotsford. I don't really want to name names of restaurants and bars, but we played Ayers Pub.
The one pub in Abbotsford where they would throw punk shows sometimes, and you played in front of a pool table.
Yeah. So, I was really hungry. I ordered some nachos that came through a mysterious trap door from the Indian restaurant next door.
All the food comes through the mysterious.
Yeah, so I should have known then. But, but boy, was I hungry. So I devoured these nachos, played a, okay set, had a few drinks, and then violently threw up in the parking lot outside of the show after the gig. And while I was throwing up, I heard, no, no, no. and Don't Trust the Nachos was born. Thank you.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but underneath this Asmenos?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be fun.
underneath this Asmenos CD, there's also another CD that just says Guitar Tracks Number 2.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if you know what that is, but I'm assuming you haven't looked at this jewel case for a while. Because I have a bunch of random CDs like this at my house.
I honestly don't. I pulled this out of storage. So there's probably some, interesting old tunes on there.
Maybe if we have some time, we'll get in there. Now,
I can only imagine.
This Asmenos album.
Yeah, okay. So this one, I can give a little bit of background. We had a band called Roswell in high school there.
I was going to say, I thought you had a band in... called Roswell, you're like, in New Mexico?
Yeah, right. Well, I was right into that whole story from back then about the aliens.
Yeah,
yeah. So, you know how we have Superior Thrills now?
Yes.
It's like the advanced form of Lou Danger and the Thrills?
Yes.
This band, Asmenos, was the advanced form of Roswell.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Where we were doing more metal, more craziness. I had skin-tight pants and teased hair. Like, it was...
Ooh.
It was a wild time. Mm. And I think you can really notice that in the music.
What year was this?
Oh, I was living like in the 80s, and it was like 2006 or something.
Lovely. Lovely. Okay. Cool. Okay, so there's only two songs on here.
Yeah, I would go for number two. That's my favorite. It's called Return of the Shred Eye. And
6 minutes and 17 seconds?
For the whole CD.
Okay. Well, yeah. I thought it was track number two. I was going to be like, what are you doing here, bud?
Oh, man.
Danny boy, I'm like,
one day.
I've had metal guys on the show before, and it's the extremes. I've either had like the, grindcore guys, it's like 30-second songs.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I'm actually working on a follow-up song to Return of the Shred Eye, and it is going to be about 7 minutes long.
Geez.
It's going to be the long peaks and valley is just crazy. This one is not that way. I think you'll like this one.
Squid's watching, and he seems very interested by the title name Return of the Shred Eye.
Ooh.
So,
yes.
Squidly, this one goes out for you. This, from Danny's teenage tight jeans and teased hair.
Absolutely.
Right to Squidly's living room.
Shout out to my buddy JP. He's the vocals and other guitar player in this. And he's my partner in crime from that time. So,
okay.
JP, my man.
Very cool. So this is Asmenos, Return of the Shred Eye. Away from 2008 with Pants So Tight It Makes Your Hair Teased. That was Asmenos with Return of the Shred Eye. I'm going to say probably one of the coolest song titles I've heard in a hot minute.
Thank you.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Is it about Jedis that shred?
Exactly, Johnny. Thank you.
just wondering. I'm wondering if it was as surface level as it seems.
Oh, I was just like, I mean, that was when, what was that, the second batch of Star Wars movies were coming out?
Yeah, so it was like Clone Wars.
Pod racing and shit was happening.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, when did fucking that first come out?
Yeah.
2001, maybe?
So, like, that was a heavy influence.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Fair. If you guys are just tuning in, you listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been hanging out here with Danny for the past hour. He has a brand new self-titled EP out. You can get it on Sunday, September the 22nd, at Bricklayer Brewing, or go to Chill House on Friday, September the 20th. Both in Chilliwack. Both pretty awesome. Both a damn good time. Check it out, pick it up, or get it wherever you stream your music. If you can just search Danny, it's the only thing that'll come up. There can't possibly be anything else.
Actually, okay, I found one little cheat code. Type in Loud Anger Records.
Yeah,
that narrows it down considerably.
Okay, good
to
know.
Yeah, my fictional,
your fictional label,
little label I've had for years and years now.
Very good. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show. We've got a track called Motorcycle from Lou Danger that we want to play, but I also have this mystery CD of Guitar Tracks Number 2 that I can't leave until we play.
I'd say, if you want to do it, I have no clue going in what is on there.
Okay, I want to hear it because we're going to run out of time. So let's just get in here. And if it turns out to be fucking nonsense, we will cut out and we'll play Motorcycle.
I have a feeling there might be a really, really old song on there.
I'm excited. Danny, in case we run out of time, is there anything else you want people to know that they should hear while they're on the air? Anything else you want to plug? Anything else you want to say to the people in Radio Land?
Come to the shows.
Yeah.
Come on September 20th. Come see Superior Thrills the 22nd. Come see Danny.
Yeah.
And both in Chilliwack. And I'd love to see you. Go to more shows in general, especially in Chilliwack. Lots of cool musicians there.
Chilliwack's fucking rad.
I moved there about a year or so ago. And it's just
I always
wonderful.
Thought you were a Chilliwack guy. I don't know. Where were you before Chilliwack?
Abbotsford.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Abbotsford guy.
Yeah, I've roamed a bit.
I just assume that the Abbotsford and Chilliwack people are the same. They're not. It's very different.
Yeah. And while you're at it, hey. Another little plug for Johnny here. You know, come watch him play. He's playing with me.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Yeah, on the 22nd. I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I'll sing until my voice explodes. That's what
there
I do.
There you go.
This CD has 8 songs on it, bud.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. It's 37 minutes.
What?
You've got 37 minutes. Like, okay, what's...
It can't be, all me.
I don't know. We'll see what it is. let's see. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Okay, here is a random... It might not even be Danny. We don't know what this is. This is just CD2 that was underneath his high school band CD. So let's figure it out. This is track 1.
I'm so scared right now.
We'll see what it is. Nope. Hold on.
With any luck, that CD player just explodes.
Nope. Hold on. I got it. I'll get it. Here we go. Let's try it. One more time. Again.
It's Metallica is what it is.
This doesn't sound like you.
No.
This doesn't sound like you at all.
It's just Metallica.
Guitar tracks. Okay, hold on. Is this just songs you thought ripped? You're like, these are guitar tracks I need to learn? Is this your practice
rule.
CD? Okay, hold on.
I mean, yeah, I probably made
hold
this
on,
CD when
on.
I was like
what,
11
what
or 12.
This? What about this?
Like, this
let's
is
see.
Old.
Let's see what track 2 is. That's Metallica.
Yeah, that's just Metallica.
What about this?
Misfits.
Hold on. This is also Metallica, isn't it?
Probably.
Is this one?
Oh, yeah. I can't quite hear it, though, actually. Yeah, turn it up in mine. If you can.
I don't know. Not it. That's as loud as... Oh, that's your mic. You've got the volume.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Unplug this bad boy. Kicking my legs around. Mm. Oh, yes, Metallica.
What about this?
Metallica. It's funny, because I brought up the concert. How fitting. I really like them.
It's almost like I know where your inspiration comes from.
Yeah,
sometimes.
They're up there.
Let's see. What about this?
This is Goldfinger, Wayne Gretzky song.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Gretzky. Totally.
All right, last track on this random CD.
Let's see what happens.
Hold on, what's this? Do you know what this is?
It sounds like Metallica. I know exactly what this CD is now. I burned this. I was like 12 years old or something, and I was learning a bunch of Metallica songs on the guitar.
Oh, okay. So like I said, this is your practice.
You're
like,
yeah. Oh,
this is what I need to learn the riffs of.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Trip down memory lane.
Mystery solved.
You know where I got all those tracks? LimeWire, baby.
You going to say Napster?
Oh, yeah. Metallica loves that stuff.
Yeah. I heard that's Lars' fucking favorite.
They're big fans.
Favorite thing. Okay, cool.
Thanks for exploring that, Johnny.
Yeah, no worries. I'm curious. I've got a bunch of random fucking CDs that have like old songs and weird shit on them.
You probably got some like
that. I've got so many stacks of just random shit. Not stuff that I recorded. Like, I'm not a very good musician. But... just random CDs and stuff. I've got so many random burn CDs from around that people gave me back when you used to like, because like we're the generation we just missed kind of mixtapes. Like I was a little like I mean I had cassettes, but like no one really made me mixtapes.
The burn CDs,
but
the burn the CDs, tape.
Yeah, the mix CDs. You're like, hey, like you know, a girl makes you something. And you're like, hey, I put these songs in a CD for you.
I'd go to track number two.
Yeah,
just well, like for you.
If you just listen to it in order, like it really you know tells you what I think. So
I can try that.
I'm deep.
Bring back the mixtape.
Yeah, make a mix CD for a girl you like, and then just give it to her.
I gotta give her this one.
She's like, I don't know. How do I play this?
Yeah.
You give it to a fucking...
She's like, it's just a series of Metallica songs. What the hell?
You give it to a Zoomer and they look so confused. They're like, physical media, what the fuck? All right, here, let's listen to this last track by Lou Danger of the Thrills. If you guys like what you hear, you can find us here each and every Thursday. Danny, thanks for coming on and hanging out.
Thank you,
I'll see you in next weekend.
Couple Sundays.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be fun. Okay, cool.
Looking forward to it, buddy.
Here, listen to Lou Danger of the Thrills. This song called Motor Psycho. We'll see y'all next week.